Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Best 14 wins. Unbelievable. I can't believe you throw out a number so high. 14 wins. Welcome back, Ryan Kelly Morning After. Hour number three, we're here at Ryan Kelly's office in Brentwood for the Radiothon to benefit Backstoppers. Doug, give Ryan a call, 314-781-9700, and donate to a fantastic cause helping 82 families across 18 counties in the St. Louis area and helping out 66 children who have lost a parent, an EMS worker or a firefighter or a police officer. So please donate to Backstoppers. We'll be here all day long for the radio station. Also, come out to DB's this Sunday for a Morning After Fan Page football watch party from noon to 7. DB's in Soulard. It's 1615 South Broadway. You got Iggy, Plowsy, Cam, and other 590 hosts will be in attendance to watch games and hang out. DB's offers amazing food and drinks, Doug. NFL Sunday ticket and the finest girls in town. That's the TMA Fan Page football party this Sunday at DB's. Mingle with 590 talent. And hopefully avoid Iggy's sunflower garden. That's in the copy.
It isn't in the copy.
That's serious.
Come on. We don't have somebody who's killing people.
I told you yesterday that I did not know when you guys started talking sunflowers.
What kind of way is that way to promote your event?
Okay, look.
Go there and try not to get murdered.
Tell me. This is written. This is typed. Iggy's sunflower garden.
Dot, dot, dot.
And then somebody writes in pen, if the Rams lose, get 50% off your bill at DB's. Unfortunately.
Wow, that's a nice
the Rams
perk.
Don't lose much anymore.
I know, that drives me crazy.
Although I have nothing against the players, and McVay seems like a good dude, obviously can coach, but Kroenke, Demoff,
right.
I don't take any satisfaction whatsoever with the players doing well that I like, with the fact that that ownership group is going to benefit.
Yeah, that hurts.
I don't like
not
the NFL
good.
At all because of it. We've talked about it in your absence too, Charlie. I want to like it. It has nothing to do with what's going on now. I just feel no connection to the NFL. As much as I wanted to get back into it because I don't play
fantasy
and I'm not a gambler, I don't have that sort of faux connection to it.
I saw some photos of the Coliseum for the Rams game on Sunday, and while they claim to have sold 60,000 tickets, it looked more like 30,000 that were there. It's not like L.A. is caught up in Rams fever yet.
I see all
the
those.
Team is very good.
I see all those pictures, though. Do we know what time of the game that those pictures are being taken? I mean, is it a late arriving crowd? You know, is it when people are already leaving because they blew a team out? I think also it kind of, like, I get it. I think it's starting to look small in St. Louis, even though we should always be mad. That goes without saying. But when the team's really good and you see people on social media, yeah, but nobody's coming to your games. It's like the team's what, 7-2?
First it was the Rams will never be good. And I said on this show, I'm not going to get caught up, but I don't want them to win. That doesn't really affect my life. But they're going to be good at some point in the future. It has to happen. So then what do you have to hang your hat on then? So to me, I never was like rooting openly against them. I don't want them to win, but I'm just not following them. And the same with the crowd. Okay, so if they maintain good play and they move into a palace, which is what the new stadium will be, the crowds, I expect, will get better. And then you can't celebrate the fact that the crowds aren't. So to me, I just wrote them off.
Well,
I just wrote them off.
I'm clinging to something I can maintain my hate with, because I don't want anything good to happen to Stan Kroenke, of course. Why would you? Why would you root for him to do anything?
But I'm not getting caught up in that, because I think at some point they might do well. So, and then how's that going to make? So I just cut them off. I just wrote them off.
I will never forgive the gentleman. Not just for that, but some of the other stuff that he's done.
And you shouldn't.
How about running the people off this ranch in Texas who had nowhere to go? Bought the biggest ranch in the state of Texas, and somewhere on the far reaches of that, there are people living in mobile homes and these very inexpensive homes that they've been there forever, and he ran all them off. I mean, this is a horrible person.
He's a dirtbag.
This is a horrible man. So I don't want to see anything good happen to Stan Kroenke or his football team.
Yeah,
but you know
what?
I
understand that. I'm just saying to celebrate a bad crowd or, you know, when they were losing, a loss, at some point.
That's
you
all
know
you got when the team is 7-2.
But it's going to turn around. It doesn't mean
Super
you have
Bowl.
To hope for it. But at some point, it's going to turn around, and then you're going to have nothing. So I'd rather start with nothing. And, yeah, I don't. I, I don't hope for good things for Stan, but as far as I'm concerned, I just can't watch the NFL because of that.
Text line, looks like Sean McVay is good for 10 to 14 more wins per season.
Outrageous. Well, football, the coach certainly makes all the difference in the world.
I agree with that. In football, the coaching matters way more than in baseball. Oh, NBA is probably the least because you just have the best
probably
players.
Probably so, yeah.
Text line, Pony Danza says, you can't argue with Charlie. He's from Ohio, so he's right about everything all the time, every day, no matter how wrong he is. Craig the CPA says, I always think I have a funny tweet, but then I notice that only person that likes it is from Chuckles, who likes every tweet. But I just do that as a nice gesture for people.
I like that. I think that's nice that you do that.
Thanks, Kat.
Yeah, it is a fabulous gesture.
Look,
people enjoy their tweets and their posts to be liked. You ever think we'd get to that in this country?
It is.
The one thing you want more than it is just have someone click like on a tweet.
Or how about
that makes
this?
Your day.
Like someone's mad at you for not following them. Like, it's one thing if it's intentional, you not following Charlie. But if it's someone, you know, that you don't see every day, that you don't work with, and they're mad that you don't, like, I didn't mean anything by it.
Here's the thing. Doug takes some of these things seriously, whereas, like, clearly at this point, Brian McCann, we're just having fun.
He's not a superstar.
Okay, but at this point, even I admit, it's funny to me at least.
And me too.
14 wins will probably, for the next 3 years, it'll be mentioned. And it'll be stupid, okay?
Way too high.
It'll become a thing. Now, with Doug, I like to have fun with the whole juice ball versus launch angle, but I feel like Doug takes it really seriously because if he puts out a tweet about juice balls, if I counter with a stat or an article different, he doesn't even comment on it. It's like he can't have any fun with it. You know what I'm saying?
I look forward.
Most of the time, I don't even see it or care about it.
Maybe because you don't follow me.
No, I don't. I blocked you at one point, but then I needed a new battery in my car, and you gave me a ride, so I unblocked you. You know, briefly.
Temporarily.
Until I got what I wanted. Until I got
the
battery.
Why wouldn't you follow him? He's a very good tweeter.
I think I do
follow
him.
He's a very good tweeter.
I think I do follow him.
Hey, how about Filter Easy? What does your home air filter actually do? When was the last time you changed your home air filter? Did you know your home air filter can actually help keep your home cleaner? You can keep dust levels down, Doug. Less visible dust in your home. Americans spend 90% of their time indoors where concentrations of pollutants are 2 to 5 times higher than the typical outdoors. This solves the number one problem with home air filters, forgetting to change them. We talk about this all the time. How often do you wash your jeans? Whether it's quarterly, monthly, how often do you change your filter? It should be
clockwork. Every 4 months I change my.
Well, the minimum is 4 times a year, okay? So you don't have to do this anymore with Filter Easy. You save 5 to 15% on home air conditioning costs as well by keeping your air conditioning and heating systems cleaner. Save on maintenance of your air conditioner as well. Get started today. FilterEasy.com is offering all listeners of this year program their first delivery of standard air filter for free with free shipping. Never forget to change your air filter again and visit FilterEasy.com/Tim or enter promo code Tim on the homepage.
Okay, that's a limbing move.
Wow, that was a nice fumble. Look at this guy over
here. The gong is just not, it doesn't have a good wide base. The gong has a very narrow base, so from time to time it falls over.
When I hit it, I always knock it over.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
This right here, this pen.
It comes from Wright Business Products.
Doug Vaughn pen.
Right.
I had it with me in my little knapsack.
Where'd you get that, Charlie?
I got it from the radio station. It was sitting there, so I figured I could just borrow it.
And who put it there?
Probably Wright Business Products.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wrightsy. Thank you, Wrightsy.
All right. Thank you, Wrightsy. They'll brand your business equipment and your office supplies.
You think they could make pens that say something like, a manager worth 14 wins, ? Ha ha.
They wouldn't do it. It's so stupid.
Text line?
They might say 5 to 7 wins.
Speaking of wins, text line, Hoosier of Huntley says, Lydia Moss Bradley as the manager of the household was good for 6 or more deaths.
She wasn't. It's a bad rap on the old gal.
I just read the text, man.
Come on.
Doug.
You're claiming this gal murdered all of her family.
Doug. What was it, 5 kids and a husband?
6 kids, 1 hubby.
Okay, so that's 7 for 7, Doug. Seven.
So well thought of, they named the university after this woman
who she inherited it.
She inherited a lot of money from her dead husband.
She went through unspeakable heartbreak. Plus, and you're accusing her of murder.
How much money would you have if you didn't have to pay for your sons?
Think about that.
I'd have a lot more.
Huh? Yeah.
John Vaughn's food bill?
Right. I have figured out some of what they've cost me.
What is it? I want to know this.
You could have founded two universities.
I think just education for the three of them, I've spent about $350,000.
So that's private school and college?
Grade school,
yeah.
High school, college.
$300,000.
You know, some people spend a whole lot more than that.
That's kind of cheap because just for Tyler's diamonds and jewelry and such, we've spent $400,000 or $500,000
already. Have you?
Yeah.
Well, some people do that. But that's not counting feeding them every day of their lives.
Oh, we don't feed them. We don't feed them.
Health care costs.
We have
cars.
We go climbing through the neighbor's doggy door and get some food there.
Do you? That's cheaper.
Don't scratch up your gold bracelet.
Okay.
We splurge on the jewelry for the youngster, not on the food. Yeah.
Text line, Daddy Padre says, Charlie, can you ask the cat how often he washes Jordan Walton's underwear compared to your jeans?
Probably about the same, because I've never washed Jordan Walton's underwear.
But you wore some.
Well, they were washed by the Cardinal staff. They were there clean, ready to go, and
I
needed
after you wore them?
I did wash them once. You're right. I washed them once, but I've never worn them since.
Well, are they just sitting in a drawer?
Yeah, I'm waiting for the Hall of Fame to call, and I'll present it to them. It'll be in Cooperstown.
Was he back in the big leagues at all, Jordan Walton?
No.
Injuries have derailed his career?
Yeah.
So where is this U-trial now? Is it sitting in your Simonier?
What? It's in my underwear drawer.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hey, Doug, Gateway Buick GMC, the sponsor of our studio today on the road at Ryan Kelly's spot. But Gateway Buick GMC, proud to announce they're one of the only dealers in the area qualified to say they're a certified elite service department. Make it easy. You can book your service appointment online at www.stlouisbuickgmc.com or call 888-865-9419. Gateway, the right way. How about this sale in November? You can arrive in style, Doug, this fall in a Buick LaCrosse, Regal, or is it Cascada or Cascada, you think?
Cascada.
Cascada.
Yeah.
With up to 11 G's off MSRP. How about a Buick SUV like Encore, Envision, or Enclave? For up to $13,500 off, you can drive like the boss with savings of up to $10,300 on our Yukons. Come on in, Gateway the right way. And again, schedule your service appointment online, www.stlouisbuickgmc.com, or call 888-865-9419. Gateway the right way.
Now, someone sent in a picture of Lydia Moss Bradley, who says, you can't tell me this isn't the face of a killer.
Yeah,
and
now
Doug
is
horrified.
Now that I see the picture, I may change my position.
Yeah, but she was probably like 90 at the time. Here's the problem.
I don't know.
People
maybe
didn't
not
live that old. People did not live that old.
She may have been 33. Have you ever seen a really old picture, 100 years or more ago, and think, boy, that's a beautiful woman? Ever? The look is so different now than what we consider beautiful that
sometimes
they all just look like, oh, my goodness. Well, I know life was a lot harder, but every now and then you'd think you'd see a 100-year-old picture where you go, wow, now there was a beautiful woman. But how often does that happen?
But you're not seeing the woman's figure. You're seeing they're wearing bonnets and these weird dresses and, you know, collars and necklaces and their hair.
I mean, even when you see the scandalous pictures, someone showed up on Coney Island in a one-piece dress instead of something down to her ankles, you still look at him and you go, well, I don't know.
I agree. There is something going on there. But it is true also. Life was harder. Back then, you know, men would work in the field. They would just have a pair of jeans. They couldn't wash them, so they'd wear the same dirty, mm-hmm. smelly one over and over again.
Oh,
and it's
sure.
funny how things come around. And now that's hip to
right.
wear odorous jeans.
And just smell just as bad as you can.
Just rank and file.
Mm-hmm.
You know who's not a rank and file lawyer?
No.
It's the gentleman you're about
Milton.
To tell us about.
Right. Rank and file, that's not how I would describe him. Top of the heap, maybe.
Correct, yeah.
Are you currently sideways with the IRS? That's a little question I'd like to start this with.
I'm good at the
moment. Well, some people aren't. Some are sideways. Do you have years of unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night? It would keep you up at night.
I think somebody does here.
I think,
think about it.
He's being suspiciously quiet now.
Just think about it.
I was watching a commercial.
If you're facing tax liens, bank levies, or wage garnishments, that's right up your alley, isn't it?
What are you talking about? Well, are you accusing me of something?
I'm just asking, putting these questions out there. Listen up.
Never
any of these
once
things
have
apply
I been
to you.
Accused of anything like this, sir.
I don't know.
I don't think our proud new sponsor wants those sort of scurrilous allegations associated with his live read.
Well, I think he does.
Stand down
if
now.
If you do have any of these issues, you should contact former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney Mark Milton at STLTaxLawyer.com. Mark Milton at STLTaxLawyer.com provide a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on the TV and the radio. If you have IRS problems, this is the guy you need to call. His name again is Mark Milton.
Milty.
Check out his website today, STLTaxLawyer.com. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Don't say advertisements.
Why do you say everything?
I just
like
wanted
this?
To see if you were listening. I hate when people say advertisements. Advertisements, please, not advertisements.
Yeah.
Don't ever say advertisements around me.
Or an ad.
That's okay. You can shorten it.
Doug, but there's one guy. I think it's one guy on the text line. He's really mad that we have not talked about Michael Porter Jr.
Oh.
So let's discuss it. So yesterday, the game, he's not out there on the bench. We know he's not playing.
Right.
But because he's not sitting on the bench, of course, social media going crazy. The reporters don't know why. Everybody's wondering, is it something super serious? And then Jeff Goodman puts out a tweet from the Mizzou basketball spokesperson and says Michael Porter Jr. is watching the game in the locker room
because it's more comfortable.
It's more comfortable.
Odd.
Very odd. I think it's odd. And look, I'm not saying, okay, it's something big, but
why is that odd?
Don't you think it's
to watch it in the locker room instead of walking 30 feet out and sitting
maybe
watching it in
the
stands?
Maybe your leg has to be in a certain position, you know, those seats on the bench are not very big and there's not a ton of space. I could see that.
Hell of a team player, boys. Hell of a team player.
What does that mean, Plowsy?
No, I just signed to come. I think his dad is in Coach Martin's ear as well. I don't think he's making the trip. I think it was tweeted out not going on the road trip, although he could. Martin seemed a little confused why he isn't. This is just odd to me, and let me tell you, this does not seem like a team player. To me, Mark Smith wouldn't do this at Champaign. That's all.
Oh, I don't know.
Just
about
saying.
That. I think probably he's banged up, and they're thinking, listen, we can beat Wagner by 50 without you. Sit it out. These games aren't
important.
Oh, I don't
mind sitting him out, but sitting in the locker room, you know,
that
is
part's
odd.
A little odd. The only thing I could think of is the game was on ESPN2, I think, and so they were ready to make Michael Porter Jr., the focus of their broadcast, and maybe if he's not in the public spotlight, they get off of that. They don't show him 50 times sitting on the bench.
And probably because he had a bad Wi-Fi signal on the floor, so he probably wouldn't go in the locker room. Probably had more
bars.
I
think maybe the Mizzou people wanted his injury not to be the focus of the game. You know, we do have 12 other players that are playing
pretty
well.
But, Doug, you do realize him sitting in the locker room not with his teammates is more of a story and will get more of a story post-game than him sitting on the bench during the game. They had to have thought about that, correct?
Well, I agree with that, unless they didn't think it through properly, because if they would have just said at the beginning to the people broadcasting the game and to the media that was there to cover the game, hey, just so you know, Porter's going to be watching from the locker room because it's just not comfortable for him to sit on the court with his injury. Done, right?
And then
it's not a story,
yeah,
right?
My hot take has nothing to do with him as a person or a teammate or a potential conspiracy to do with the Mizzou wanting to be covered differently and get people to actually focus on the players. To me, I worry more about, is this injury more serious with the fact that he needs to be more comfortable in a locker room. I don't know if that means he has to put his leg up, whatever that is, and he's not going on the trip. That would just, again, I'm not saying he's out for the year, but that would lead me to believe that this injury could be a little more serious than we may have initially thought.
Yeah, and we still don't really have any idea how he did it, right? It was a pregame before.
He said he tweaked his hip
in
the warm-ups on Friday.
But not so bad that he couldn't go out and play for a couple minutes, but I guess once he started really hitting it hard, he said, I better have a seat here.
Yeah, and I could see them finding a place more comfortable for him to rest. We don't know what the leg is dealing with right now. So why not? It doesn't make me think, oh no, he's out for the year. No,
I don't think anybody's saying they're afraid he's out for the year.
Some people are. I'm not saying you guys were, but
I do think though the fact that if it is a medical issue that his leg has to be in a comfortable spot more so in the locker room versus actually sitting on the bench, then also he's not making the trip. I just think on Friday, we kind of said, oh, it's precautionary, and you're going to beat this team anyway. No reason to risk it. And now he's missed another game, and he's not making a trip. It just sounds like it could be a little more serious than we initially
thought.
Seems
like they might be erring on the side of caution.
Absolutely. We're here at Ryan Kelly's headquarters in Brentwood for the Radio-a-thon. All day long, the radio station 590 The Fan will be here raising money for a great cause, the Backstoppers. So give Ryan a call, 314-781-9700, and donate to a fantastic cause helping 82 families in the St. Louis area across 18 counties, 66 children being helped by Backstoppers. And one of the families being helped, Susan King, joins us now. Thanks so much for being here. We've talked so much about Backstoppers all morning long, and it's such a great cause. And learning and listening to the stories from people like yourself, this obviously means so much to you.
It does. And thank you for doing this for Backstoppers. My name is Susan King, and my husband was the police sergeant in University City. He worked there for 25 years. And he was scheduled to retire in September of 2008 and was looking for his retirement job. And he worked Halloween night because it was a gorgeous evening and they needed extra police. Usually he liked to stay home and give out candy to the kids in our neighborhood, but anyhow, he couldn't get off. So he was sitting in the loop doing paperwork and just kind of watching all the activities. And someone came up behind him and ambushed him and shot him. Shot him in the head, and he had on a bulletproof vest, and it went through the spots where there wasn't a bulletproof vest, and actually that's what killed him.
That's heartbreaking. He didn't even know the guy wasn't in a scuffle with the guy?
No.
The guy came out of right behind him and just shot him?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And because when they came to my house to tell me that, you know, he had been shot, I thought, oh, my husband was an expert marksman, and I thought, oh, he just was grazed or whatever. I had no idea that he had been ambushed and didn't even have a chance to pull out his gun or fight back. So, needless to say, my world was in a tailspin, and a lot of it's a blur, but I do remember the first people who were in line at my husband's visitation was representatives from Backstoppers, and they brought me a check and said that they will offer further assistance in the future. And I really had no idea how much they did for the families of the fallen. My husband, of course, was a huge supporter of Backstoppers. I remember we were watching the Kirkwood shootings, and we watched it together, and we didn't say anything, but the next day, true to form, my husband wrote a check to Backstoppers to support the families of the fallen, and little did I know that 8 months after that, that I would be a recipient.
Do you have kids?
No, we do not. We were married 23 years, but we did not have children.
Still, though, making arrangements and everything, what did it mean to you to have the support from Backstoppers, to have a check, and to know that someone was going to be helping look out for your future?
It was fabulous. My husband, I knew he knew about Backstoppers, what they did for the fallen and fallen's family, and I know it was a great comfort to him. For me, I didn't really know the total scope of everything that they did, but it was just amazing. And they help with health insurance, schooling for children, the paying off your mortgage, car payments, any other debts you have, big major repairs at your home. So I just can't say enough good things about them.
I'll say this again. I said it earlier. You know, for those of us who work in jobs like this, our jobs are basically meaningless. I mean, we come to work and a bad day means a spot didn't run or someone, you know, got made fun of on the text line. For the first responders, a bad day means you don't go home. And that's the threat. They live with every single day, and their families do. So it's a commitment for the family. So when something happens like this, to have a group like Backstoppers, that's why we're here. We want to support Backstoppers as well, and I'm just hoping people are donating. We're glad Ryan Kelly was able to put together this radiothon.
Yes, it was very, very kind, very generous.
Well, Susan, thank you so much for sharing your story with us here on the radio program. And again, if you want to donate to this great cause, Backstoppers all day long, 590 The Fan will be here. Call Ryan's office at 314-781-9700. Backstoppers started in 1959, helping out people and families across 18 counties here in the St. Louis area, helping out 82 families right now, including 66 children. We just talked with Susan King again. Thank you very much for joining
thank
us
you
here.
Thank you again
thank
for doing
this. Thank you. Yeah, so give us a call. Give Ryan a call. 314-781-9700 and donate to the Radiothon. We've been here all morning talking about Backstoppers and sharing some stories, and you hear another story like that, and they really are so heartbreaking, and you realize how much these families and kids need the help after such a tragic
event. And I just think people would be shocked to know that these first responders who are killed in the line of duty, you would think that everything's going to be taken care of. It's not. That's what Backstoppers is there. It fills that void, and you put yourself in that position. Your loved one, and you have this family is no longer there to earn, and you have a mortgage and cars, and you're worried about the kids' education. What do you do? Who's there? Well, Backstoppers, and that's why people should call that number and get involved.
You hear some of these heartbreaking stories, and you just can't believe what the police have to put up with, the danger that they face in a city like this. Guy just standing there filling out paperwork. Someone comes up behind and shoots him. I mean, we count on these people to keep the streets in order and maintain law and order and prevent chaos, and they're in a war zone on a daily basis, just a war zone in parts of the city. To think that would happen to somebody not doing anything, just standing there.
Doing their job and helping.
Right.
And trying to help people out. And that's where, just like Kat said, when you think about you've had a bad day because you're on TV and a video doesn't run, or you say something dumb on the radio, and, you know, our wives at home, they never have to worry about our safety. That never even crosses their mind. Where you talk to people like Susan and Annette who have lost their loved ones, and then all the other wives and husbands of other EMS and firefighters and police officers, where they are worrying on a daily basis when they hear a news story or they watch and they hear about a shooting or something happen around town.
That's why it is. It's a family commitment. I say that about our armed forces, too. You know, they're overseas fighting for our freedom. Well, the family's paying a price, too. And I think that can be said of the first responders' families as well. I mean, you're the family of a police officer, firefighter. You don't know when mom or dad, whoever is, you know, the one in the force, goes off to work if you're ever going to see him again. I can't imagine.
And you wonder how we're going to continue to get quality people going into this line of work, as dangerous as it is, unless organizations like the Backstoppers can at the very least offer some level of protection should something horrible happen.
It's really, I think the work that the Backstoppers do is just remarkable for that reason. Just, I'm sure if you're a police officer, you support the Backstoppers, and you have in the back of your mind, they'll be there for my family if something tragic should happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to be a huge comfort.
So once again, you can't mention it too many times to call in and donate to the great cause, Backstoppers. Call Ryan Kelly's office at 314-781-9700 and donate today, tomorrow. But the radio station will be here all day. I'll be back with the Midday Grind, 12 to 2. You got Frank down here, right? Sea Monster? Is it after our show as well, or are we the last show that's here at Ryan Kelly's spot?
I thought you were 12 to 1, Chuck, the coveted hour.
Oh, I keep forgetting. Sometimes
the coveted
in radio,
hour.
Sometimes in radio, the time slots change.
We are here.
I don't
here
think
till,
I was ever actually 12
We are
to
here till 1 o'clock, but of course you can continue to call Ryan's
correct
office after that.
Yes, the Midday Grind, 12 to 1. Then you have the Press Box, 10 to noon. And then the Martin Frank, I don't know what they call that, Frank and Martin
I call
hour.
I call it the Fusion of Talent Show.
Wow.
Of Talent Show?
Yeah. I mean,
that's the name of it?
I was thinking about this for a long time, and I call it the Fusion of Talent
okay,
Show.
Okay, I guess it works.
But either way, call Ryan, 314-781-9700. Donate to the great cause, backstoppers, helping 82 families and 66 children in the St. Louis area. Want to also tell you about Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill, NFL Sunday football specials. They got a flat screen television giveaway. This is all football season long, all Missouri locations. Ready for some football? Make Hot Shots your home for game day this season and enjoy a ton of great specials every Sunday. Join us before the game from 11 a.m. to noon each Sunday for the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu, including $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, along with $1.50 Bud Family bottles, Doug. How about that? And $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. You'd like one of those, right?
I'd like one of those $5 small pizzas with sausage.
How about chili cheese fries? Baja fries. What do you think's on a Baja fry?
I don't know. I don't have any idea. Probably hot sauce.
Well, hot Baja. Sauce.
Hot sauce?
Mexico.
Hot sauce?
They also have the Slam the Rams, where, again, we need the Rams to lose more to get all these deals, but you should go anyway.
They have
this
great
Rams
wings.
Team.
Hot Shots has great wings. They
Hot
have
Shots
great wings.
Has great everything, and they sponsor the Logule. And I'm sure you'll be suspending somebody coming up.
I hope not. I hope I don't ever have to suspend anyone.
Well,
Charlotte,
maybe I'll start reading a few texts.
When I don't have to suspend everybody, it means the message is getting through that the Stop the Violence campaign may actually be a success.
And
I'm
also,
happy. I did suspend Ryan Kelly earlier.
That's true.
Because he, you know, came to a judgment on the ridiculous thing that Jim Hayes said without even hearing all
what,
the evidence.
A manager has like 72 win
72,
influence,
yeah.
Something like that? This guy's crazy.
Like it's really not up to the players.
But also Hot Shots, the sponsor of the next TMA Live. That's December 14th. That's Hot Shots on Manchester. And that's brought to you by Bud Select. That'll be a fun time. Thinking about it. You're talking right in the middle, right after Thanksgiving, right before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be feeling frisky.
Why?
They're getting in the season of giving. You know, people are going to be out there having a good time with you guys. There'll be feet. There'll be people doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
Why would they feel frisky just because it's between Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Don't you feel like the holiday season, you kind of want to be with your loved one? You want to sit by the hearth with some nog?
At Hot Shots.
At Hot Shots, yeah.
Yeah.
Hot Shots hearth.
You take your loved one, let's say you're married, you're expecting a child, and you don't get out to celebrate enough, you take your loved one for the holidays over to Hot Shots. Hot Shots is it's a holiday kind of place.
Do they even have nog at Hot Shots?
I bet you Justin Boyd can make that happen.
It's also toddler-friendly.
It is?
Yeah.
You can bring drones?
Just try not to crash them.
I don't think they welcome drones in there.
You don't know that, though.
I don't, but I would imagine that they wouldn't want people flying little toys around the restaurant.
You know what happens when you assume?
No, what?
It makes an ass out of you and me.
Okay.
You like
sure.
Those wings, though.
Yeah, go with the drone. Bring your drones to Hot Shots.
You like the wings at Hot Shots.
I do. I do.
Because I was able to entice you into having a couple the other night.
Can I just say something on a serious note
that
is also kind of not serious? As we're here discussing a very serious topic, like backstoppers, like we have all this whole 3 hours, and then you also go to the text line sometimes, and you see some of the vileness in the pictures, and then you have people kind of around involved with organizations, and I have to hide my laptop. I have to hide my iPad. That's the kind of listeners we have.
I'm trying to exterminate it.
They literally send in things so vile that I'm embarrassed. When strangers come around me, I don't want them to see the text line. That's how bad it is.
Chuck, if I can chime in for a moment, I'm also concerned because the backstoppers started following the TMA account on Twitter. And we may need to get message and word to them that they should mute that account immediately.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm getting pictures of men in urinals.
Why? Why is my question?
I'm a 35-year-old man. I'm married.
Don't look at the text line.
Don't look
at it.
I have a child on the way. No, because I want to read the text. People
say,
Charlie never reads the
text. Those are the texts you want to read?
No, I want to read the good ones. To get to those, I have to filter through smut.
Can't we figure out who sent it and blocking?
I think you should be able to do that. Because, look, these people want attention. There needs to be, in all seriousness, Sea Monster, there needs to be a component where you can suspend them for like a week. If you send a vile
text.
Don't
just suspend blocking.
Maybe we can have like a two-strike, three-strike.
No, one-strike. No, they know what they're doing.
If you wanted to suspend Doug, there's a couple on there. I didn't want to read them. But if you want to read them and then Doug can suspend one of them.
But they're pictures. Don't encourage it.
I mean, they're sick, disgusting pictures.
Okay, well, don't look at them.
I have to try to find the good texts.
Wait, there's not any good texts in there.
There's a guy in a tub. I can't see who it is.
Man, he's handsome, though.
Boy, you guys are playing like right in the wild.
He's got a martini
in his hand. Got a martini with some olives. Hairy chest. kind of that rugged look. Doug.
You like your gentleman with hairy chest, Chuck?
Well, I'm just saying, as you know, a person, I don't really have a hairy chest, so I wonder what that would be like. I have kind of
I kind of have that fair skin.
Why would fair
you even
skin.
Wonder?
Like Kat.
You've been suspended
now, hold
for
on.
Wondering.
Like I look at Kat. I know Kat has a hairy chest. I've never seen it.
But
I can
you,
just
but
tell.
But you'd like to.
Not necessarily, but you can tell
tales,
by...
You've heard tales of the shoulder hair.
Yeah, but you can tell by just the way people look if they have a hairy chest or not.
Well, you got suspended for wondering that. Suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Did you really wonder what it'd be like to have a hairy chest? That's a little odd.
Leather-bound suspension log. You
yeah,
are writing it down
did.
With an ink pen I got that, from Right Business Products.
I think this is a warrant.
Here we go. Let's make this a thing.
Charlie likes men with hairy chests.
Doug, I think this
he
is a
said
warranted...
said it right here.
I think it's a warranted suspension.
I do, too.
Why can't you just be comfortable with your own hairiness level?
This is what the text line does to you. It gets you thinking and wondering about things you never otherwise would.
But this is my point. This is my point. How about this? Charlie, you white rascal, the text line is the heartbeat of this show.
It isn't.
Don't make
yes,
me.
It is.
Hold on a second.
It, it most certainly is not.
Don't make me put on my... And then, see, you're getting all these...
too vile to even read.
I asked for more. You know, I asked for this. Now people are sending even more horrible pictures. Anyway.
Why would they say that? Do they think it's going to upset us, a horrible
picture? Because they're like 12 years old.
Block him!
I don't know how to.
All I know Sneaky? Is
some days,
get in there and block him.
Some days I'll go back to my iPad later on in the day, and you don't close out your browser, you know what I'm saying? So you go back and like you're looking at ESPN.com and Twitter, and then you see the text line like from 4 hours later.
Don't
and
let it,
it doesn't
upset you.
Change.
No, well, that's why I don't look at it.
Do you guys on your show have a lot of texts? Is it an active thing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we don't get as many dirty ones.
Nice. Boy, that's why it's such a coveted hour.
It's a good hour.
It's a coveted hour.
If you
hour.
Think about it, a lot of people want that 12 to 1 because, again, a lot of people are getting in their car ready to go have a little treat, a little lunch.
Why are you so demonstrative today?
This
more than usual.
I'm a hands talker.
No, you more than usual today.
We were talking earlier about
do you need
Christopher
to see
Russo,
that?
The Mad Dog, when he talked about Dom DiMaggio back in the day.
Do you need to see that?
No, I don't want to. That's like the picture you just showed me. Is the best one. Like, that's the nicest one of the 30 that I've just looked at.
Well, we've done good work here today, gentlemen.
Well,
good you show. Know,
hopefully raised a little bit of money for the Backstop.
Hopefully a lot of money.
I'm hoping our listeners, because they always come through. Our listeners
they are.
Always come through.
They're
hopefully
a good
they
group.
Donate.
They're charitable. They're good people, even though we poke fun at them on the text line.
I also donated, and I told Ryan that you guys would stop by with your donation, too.
I'm in.
A couple of years ago, we were at Sparring Middle School for Officer Snyder's Backstopper fundraiser, and we had people driving in from all over the place.
Yes, we did.
Huge checks.
That was great.
That is really cool, too. And you heard the stories of little kids having lemonade stands and donating the $40 they made or going door to door and collecting and donating that money to the causes like Backstoppers and the families of these fallen police officers.
You think about it. I mean, who deserves that more? When you think about it, I mean, these are folks that go out there to protect our lives / save our lives, and then they get it while in the line of duty. Who's going to look out for their families? So this is really Backstoppers is a wonderful, wonderful group doing great things. I'm glad we're here, and I'm glad that we're hopefully able to raise some money.
A lot of money. Give Ryan Kelly a call, 314-781-9700. Sea Monster, is it time for the emails of the day? Is the plow oiler? Is the plow oiler going to read the
I'm
emails?
Ready whenever you are, Chuck. Just give me the signal and we'll get it going.
Let's do it, buddy.
All right, let's go. Is there like
are they
people
good,
listening?
Plowsy?
Yeah, they're okay. They're topical. I think that helps is when they're at least from today's show, you know.
Yeah.
No vileness, please.
All right, Doug,
or
here
a
we go.
All right.
Morning, fellas. As we yes, all know, a manager is worth 10 to 14 wins. Just like a GM is worth 13 to 17 wins, a groundskeeper is worth 4 to 6 wins, a beer vendor is worth 2 to 4 wins, and Doug is worth 162 boners in a season.
Okay.
Thanks.
Who was it?
The hipster of Tower
That's
Grove
funny.
South,
it
which I thought
funny.
Was funny.
That come
hipster.
On. That's Tower Grove South.
That was funny. He's been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days. Even as we speak, is going to the Hot Shots, leather-bound suspension log. You.
I like the way he associated values, and then out of nowhere, he sniped you.
Yeah, but 14 wins, Doug. That's
don't read those kind, Plowsy.
Hey, jabronis. I had a wonderful time at TMA Live last Thursday in Edwardsville. The highlight of my night was meeting Doug. As I shook his hand and locked eyes with him, I couldn't deny the chemistry or the bulge starting to form in my pant. He asked why I'm so vile all the time, and I told him if he thinks my texts are vile, he ought to come to me chambers and see how vile I can really be. He looked at me with nervous intrigue, but nothing more came of it, and we said our goodbyes. As I was getting ready for bed and rubbing cocoa butter on my nips, I heard the doorbell ring. It was Doug, wearing nothing but a sheepskin loincloth. He says to me, "You know something, fella? Big D can get a little vile, too." Needless to say, I ripped off that cloth off of him like a savage and threw him down on the rug.
Okay, that's enough, Plowsy. Who was it, please?
The jackhammer was nice, but afterwards my knees were raw. Toodles, Mae Young's newborn hand.
I like the way you finished anyway. Good
I had
job.
To.
Mae
Young,
I noticed you read the two most vile emailers I have. You made sure
Hipster
you got those
was pretty
in.
Good, though.
Hipster was good. Yes, that's the leader of the clubhouse.
Good. They've both been suspended and therefore ineligible.
Doug, even if somebody makes fun of you, you need to realize that it can still be funny.
It's vile.
But it's funny.
You need to realize it's vile and not appropriate for the radio.
Guys, Plops here. I think it's quite obvious why Tim decided to take 2 weeks off right now. For the last 4 months, he and the rest of us have been reminded of several times on a daily basis that, one, Lady Gaga is coming to town, and two, that Iggy is going and he's taking random people with him. Guys, Tim's smart. He knew that the week of the actual concert would be insufferable, like thousands of us have learned already this week. I've received several reports from within his apartment complex that they can hear him talking to himself loudly in the evening, screaming things like, "I'm ready, Mother Monster! Take me! Take me!" One of those lesbos told me that one night he invited her in to give her a frozen pizza, and his walls were covered with pictures of Gaga that had pictures of his own head plastered over hers. She said it was weird, but no weirder than the Tara Reid poster next to the shelf of Cardinal promotion giveaway in his dining room. I get it, Iggy. And Gaga, you found a woman who can play a mean piano and look exactly like you naked. I hope you have a blast on Saturday, and maybe next time around, once all of you listeners' wives tell you no, you'll invite old Plopsy. Spoiler alert, it's a no for me. Thanks, that is from Misty him? Plops. Sorry, it was long.
Misty.
Yeah, and if I
Plop.
Could add something here, if I've been talking about it for 4 months, Plops, then you would know the concert is Thursday, not Saturday.
Iggy has struck. It is Thursday, not Saturday. So I think that deducts points for Misty being wrong
yes.
about the concert.
It wasn't that vile.
No.
Okay.
Dear Mr. Strode, you are fine. Your orange skin is not a degenerative disease, but in fact a family trait. Apparently your great-grandfather changed his name after leaving Peoria in fear of family embarrassment. You are a direct descendant of Lydia Moss Bradley, the most... proficient killer the Midwest Plains has ever seen. Please watch for the telltale signs you are going down the same path of inevitable murderous rampage. A obsessive need to watch neighboring lesbos with binoculars. Nailing older, unattractive women. Smoking darts like they are candy. Stealing Mike Lee's girl. Sincerely, Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man, DNA expert.
Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man, DNA expert.
You know, I'm going to make this the last one because they're all so long, and I want to give props to the Backstoppers as we end the show. I don't want to end it on a vile note. Is that okay?
That's a good move.
That is perfect.
Okay. Hello. I'm here to give you a little PSA about that spot you guys are doing about strangers showing up at your door to do some roofing. It's true, so be careful. Just yesterday, I was sitting in me chambers just looking out the window when I saw this Jamoke going door-to-door down my street. I got out the binoculars I've been using and checked him up and down. He was a strong fellow with kind eyes. "He'll do," I said to my cat Whiskers. He made his way to my door, knocked, and I opened. His jaw hit the floor as I stood there in just my pubes, glistening in the sun. As we talked, I caught some movement in my front pant. I knew he was down
to clown. I thought this was
going
to be about the Backstopper.
He said, "Hi, my name's Sebastian. It appears your roof was damaged in the hailstorm November 5th. It even stopped traffic in Chesterfield," I said. "Sure enough, come up and I'll show you the damage." I got out my ladder. Sorry, this is a two-pager. I got out my ladder.
How long?
This one is not vile? Go ahead, though, please.
We
Sorry.
Climbed up the ladder. Up my... Okay, let me start. I got my ladder. I got...
What a laugh.
Oh, my.
just keeps like...
I got out my ladder, and we climbed up to Aston. As we stood there, I asked, want me to show you what roofing means, where I come from? He shot me a look and told me, yeah, boy. So like a sexual ninja, I swept his leg, and he landed flat on his back with only his head dangling off the roof. I proceeded to fornicate with him so vigorously, I had to update my Wikipedia page about it. Pray for Chesterfield and their traffic. Mr. Nipples. And that's what we have for email today. Sorry, I can't. Whew. All right.
I hope you're going to be okay.
Nipples. I'm sorry.
Prayers, Plowsy. I'm going to go with hipster. I think it's a no-doubter.
It's too nasty.
Doug? I'll go with a fellow by the name of Engine Joe's K-Ride Magic Man, DNA expert.
It's funny you say that because hipster.
Dang, power damn it,
Luke's best south. Email. Vote for the best email.
It's vile.
Doug, you take things so personally.
In
the
same
way,
should.
No. In the same way, you don't follow me on Twitter.
Is there no decorum?
You can't, no,
but
you
vote for things that are vile if they don't bring you into.
You
it.
Just
correct.
Vote for the nasty.
That is true. He will
horrible.
Vote for vile
I
if it doesn't bring him into.
I would have voted for that email if they made fun of me because that was the funniest one. You
I
take
don't care
these
who
things,
they make fun
you're
of.
You're a little
it's
snowflake.
Nasty. It's wrong. It's
you're a little,
vile.
You're a little snowflake.
You guys need some church.
You guys need to be true to yourselves, Doug. We have a contest. Let's play by the rules, Charlie. Good job by you.
Thank you.
Well, good. I'm embarrassed for both of you.
Good show today, Kat. Except for the 14 thing, I thought you were probably the MVP.
Frank, real quick.
Oh, here we go.
Major League Manager, how many wins is it worth? 4-7?
No, just throw out a range.
14.
Throw out a range.
4-7, 10-14.
4-7.
Yeah.
Boom. 14, he said.
This guy, he thinks he knows baseball.
Oh, Lord.
This guy covers baseball for a living?
I don't even know you anymore.
All right. Fun show. Good time here.
You see this breaking news? Donald Trump has intervened and the UCLA basketball players on their way home.
So he's getting them back?
Yeah.
I want those kids to stay in China for a couple months for doing something
so
stupid.
For stealing sunglasses, you think they should go to jail.
You know what? I'm glad that Donald Trump is helping bring them back. But in all seriousness,
I admire the fact that you're tough on discipline, but this is a little too much.
No, I think if you're so stupid that you think you can steal in China – when you read about some of the atrocities the Chinese government does to its own people, that you would go and be so dumb
to
steal
dumb.
Sunglasses, I think you honestly deserve to stay over there.
100%
yes, for
5 years. Charlie,
5 years.
I
are
said
you kidding
month.
Me? Get them back. Let the parents and the school deal with them.
Mr. 14 games over here. All right, good show.
All right.
Fun show. We'll see you tomorrow. But most importantly, if you remember one thing all day long, please call Ryan Kelly's office, 314-781-9700, Radiothon all day long for Backstoppers. Such a great cause. We talked with so many family members and the executive director as well, Ron Battelle of Backstoppers, and you heard where all this money goes to so many great causes, so many great families, 82 families locally, 66 children across 18 counties right here in the St. Louis area. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Coming up next, Frank Cusumano in the press box. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After for Kat and Doug. I'm Charlie for Seamonster and Iggy and Plowsy. Back at the studio, it's 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.